This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing Mishnah in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara gave as the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that if somebody says, Harini Nazir Emyesh Bakri Hazeh Meyakar, I'm a Nazir if this pile has 100 kar. And then when he came back, he found some of it was stolen or lost. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not a Nazir. The reason is, you're not a Suffolk Nazir. When you say I'm a Nazir, it's only, you only meant to accept Nazirus if it will definitely be definitively determined that you're a Nazir. When it's indetermined, then he does not accept Nazirus. So Gemara is going to ask, so basically what the Gemara was using Rabbi Yehuda for is that the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person only accepts any type of liability or responsibility if it's definitive, but if it's unsure if something is going to take effect, he doesn't accept. Therefore, when the Mishnah says "Stam Nedarim LaHachmer," that is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is going like the opinion "Stam Naziros LaHakel." So the Gemara had a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. And the stira was, does Rabbi Yehuda hold a person does not enter a suffix? But the Gemara says, we're a minhi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, stam truma be Yehuda asura. Stam truma in Yehuda's asur. Uve galil mutaris. In the galil it's mutar. She'en anshea galil makirin es trumas halishka. Because in the galil they don't recognize trumas halishka, which is the truma, which is a davar hanador, and therefore, in Galil it's mutaras. But let's be medayik. Taima de in makirin. The reason is because they're not makir the truma of the lishkas of the lishka. Hamakirin asurin. But if they would recognize it, it would be aser. Why would it be aser? Because a person is ma'ayel atzmai lesafek. Says Gemara, no, Amar Rava. Rava says that it could still be Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person would be Ma'ayel Atzmai L'Safek. So then why, by the case of Truma, do we say that it's not, he's not Mekabel to be a Nazir? If a person says, Harini Nazir, if this pile has 100 kor, Gabe Kri by a pile, Hasava, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kosha Sfeikoi Chamor Mivadai, any Isser that its Suffolk is more strict than its Vadai, any time a Suffolk would be more Chamor than a Vadai, Loi Ma'ayel Navshe Lesfeika. A person would not enter the Suffolk. Any time the suffix would be more chamer than a vadai, a person would not enter the suffix. Now, why by Naziros is the suffix going to be more chamer than a vadai? De'ilu gabe nazir vadai megalech umevi karben menecha. By a vadai nazir, what could the guy do? He could shave his head, and he could bring his karben, and venechal, and the karben is eaten. So, by a certain nazir, then you could go through the process of giluach, bring the carbon and eat it. Al sveikoi loy matzi megalech. But if there's a question, he can't shave his hair. Why can't he shave his hair? So, in a case of a vadai, then the person could go through the ritual and he could shave, bring the karban, and eat it. But in a situation where it's unsure where he could bring the karban, then he's not allowed to bring the karban. And if he's not allowed to bring the karban, then he has to remain a nazir forever and ever. So it comes out that a safek would end up being more chamer than a vadai because there it would last forever. So in a case where a safek is going to be more chamer than a vadai, only in that case is a person not machnas atzmai l'safek. That is the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara, let's see the Ran. No Ran. Just give me 1 second. I have to get the my edition that has the Ran marked off. Let's see which runs we have to do here. Okay. It says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Huna bar Yehuda le Rava, Rav Huna bar Yehuda said to Rava, Amar hareini nazir olam. If somebody said, I'm a nazir forever, so he said, I'm a nazir forever if there are, let's say, 100 kar in the pile. So then, Mai, what would the halacha be? Because in that case, a safek is not more chamar than a vadai, because by a vadai also is a nazir forever. So you can't say the reason why Rabbi Huda says that a safek is mutter is because he's not ma'ayel atzmai l'safek, because it's talking about a case where the safek is more chamar than a vadai, because isn't the Mishnah mashma that the same din would apply even if you said hareini nazir olam? And in this case, whether he's accepting a safek nazirus or a vadai nazirus, either way he would be a nazir forever. So this answer of Rava would not be acceptable for this case, which we're also talking about. So Gemara says, no, Amar Leh. Rava said back, Nazir Olam Nami, even a Nazir forever. Sveikoi Chamar Mavadai. Being a Safek Nazir is going to be more Chamar than a Vadai. Dilu Vadai, because a Vadai Nazir, if somebody said, Hareini Nazir Olam, Stamazai, if his hair is heavy, sorry, if his hair is heavy, make a batari, he could lighten it with a razor, maybe shalosh behemais, and bring three animals. But if he's mesupuk, whether he's a nazir, then he cannot trim his hair. In other words, the safek, there is a leniency of the vadai over the safek, because a vadai nazir olam, he would be allowed to trim his hair if it gets too heavy, and he could bring karbanos. But if it's a safek nazir, he can't do that. Cut his hair and bring three karbanos, because since he might not be a nazir, we don't allow him to bring kachim into the Beis HaMikdash. So this would still be a situation where a safek is more chamer than a vadai. So Rabbi Huda would say, loy ma'ayel atzmai l'safek. So the Gemara says, but amar hareini nazir shimshon. But if somebody says, I'm a nazir shimshon, if there are 100 kor in the kri, in the pile, my what's alach? Because in this such a case, that there is no leniency of the vadai over the safek. The safek is not more chamer than the vadai. So if that's the case, why? And yet, presumably, the din of Rabbi Huda would still apply, that loy ma'ayel atzmai b'safek. But the logic of, well, the reason is because a safek can't be more chamer than a vadai, but in this case, a safek is not more chamer than a vadai, because there's no leniency by the vadai. Says the Gemara, Amar Leh, Rava said, Nazir Shimshon Leh Tanya. It never meant to say that we are lenient in a case of Nazir Shimshon. Tak, in a case of Nazir Shimshon, Rabbi Huda was never Mekel. I, Amar Leh, but Rav Huna said back to Rava, Amar Rav Adabar Ava, Tanya Nazir Shimshon. The Braisa did indeed teach a case of Nazir Shimshon. Amar Leh, Rava said, Tanya, Tanya. If it was taught, meaning if indeed if you're going to say that the Braise is talking about Nazir Shimshon, then my explanation of Rabbi Huda would not hold true. Says the Ran, Amar Hareini Nazir Olam Mai. The Habraisa de Imyeshva Kriyaza Mea Kor Stamatan. That Braisa was taught Stam. The Yeshma and it implies a Filu Nazir Olam. Va'afilu shari Rabbi Huda, and even so Rabbi Huda matter it, afal pisha in stoike chamor, even though the suffix is not more chamor, the vaday nami loy matzah megalech, megalech, because the vaday also is not megalech. Hareini nazir shimshon mai, the afilu vaday loy matzah megalech batar, even a vaday cannot shave his hair with a razor, cut his hair with a razor. Amrale, no, we're not talking about a nazir shimshon. Loi tanya, the stama loi mashma nazir shimshon. Ay va tanya nazir shimshon. The ika brisa, the tana behedya. There's a brisa that taught explicitly the Rabbi Huda matir, but Omer hareini nazir shimshon and yesh bekriya zeh meyakar. The Rabbi Huda said that Rabbi Huda was matir if somebody says there I'm a nazir shimshon if this kri has 100 kor v'halacha matzah shenignav, and he went and he found that it was stolen. I Tanya Tanya. If it was taught in a Braisa, it was taught. V'lo yadana lepruka. If we learned in a Braisa, it was taught. And I won't know how to answer it. D'loy tikshiyahi de'ein anshe galil makirin shumas halishka demashma ha makirin asurin. So itanya tanya means I won't know how to answer the question of really we're makel by a suffolk, but we're machmer by the Anshei Galil. I won't know how to answer that question, or I'll have to answer inami. Itanya tanya means we'll have to say it's two different tanoim according to Rabbi Huda. That's two pshatim itanya tanya. If it was taught meaning, and I give up. I concede that this is not a good pshat. Or we'll have to say it's two different Tanoim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfonhi. Really, it did teach a brisa of Nazir Shimshain. I, by Nazir Shimshain, a Safek is not going to be more chomer than a Vaday. That brisa is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Tarfon. The Tarnia, we learned in a brisa. Basically, the case is that, let's say, a guy's walking down the street, and Reuven says, "If this is Zevulon, I'm a Nazir." And then Shimon says, "If this is not Zevulon, I'm a Nazir." That. Now, let's say one of them was right. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum of Tarfon, Ein Echem Mehem Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Tarfon, neither is a Nazir. Why? Because since you didn't accept Nazirus explicitly, but you made it contingent on something, Rabbi Huda, in the name of Tarfon, is of the opinion that Nazirus can never be contingent. There's no concept of Nazirus which is contingent. You have to clearly enunciate Nazirus. Nazirus is only given lahafla, to explicit articulation. Nazirus is only given to a clear expression. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Nazirus Misafek is not good, Stam Nazirus Lahakel, in all cases. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then, and the reason why he's not a Nazir is because he says, I'm a Nazir. If there's X amount of produce in this pile, then even if nothing was stolen, even if there is that amount of produce in the pile, it should still not be Nazirus because Nazirus is only given lahafla. Yehachi. If so, why dafka it was stolen or lost? So Gemara says the truth is even if it was not stolen or lost, the reason why I picked the case of stolen or lost is to teach you that the opinion of Reb Shimon, who says that you are a Nazir, because Reb Shimon is of the opinion that even though it's not definitive and it might not have that requisite amount. You said I'm a nazir if it has 100 kor, and you have no way to know if it has 100 kor. Even though it was stolen or lost, kasavar he holds ma'ayil inish nafshe l'sveika. A person would enter a safek. So in Echanami, the opinion of Rabbi Huda is irrespective of any, if it's stolen or lost. It's predicated on the idea that Nazirus is only chal if it's expressed straight out and not contingent. So why did it have to say that it was found to be stolen or lost? It's to indicate that Reb Shimon holds your nazir, even if you have no way to prove it. Says the Ran, "Ein echad mehem nazir b'mseches nazir tanan la b'shnayim shem mahalchin b'derech." Two people going in the road. The row echad b'kenegdan, and they see a guy coming opposite them. Amar echad mehem hareini nazir. One of them said, "Behold, I'm a nazir shezeh ish pleini." Amar chaveirei hareini nazir she'enai, and his friend says, "Hareini nazir, I'm not." Rav Tarfon omer ein echad mehem nazir. Rav Tarfon says neither one is a nazir. V'yav Rabbi Yehuda mishmei taima lemilse, and Rabbi Yehuda in his name gave a reason. Lefisha loy nitna nazirus ela lahafla, because nazirus is only given lahafla. Kolaymar she'in nazirus chal, nazirus is not chal ad sheyafresh oisa, until you enunciated b'loy shum tonight without any stipulation. Kedachsiv ki yafli demashma sheyifaresh. It's mashma that you express it. V'loy sheyikabel oisa ala suffik, and not accept it in doubt. Hilkach. Therefore, Brisa, the Oimer Harini Nazir Shimshon, M Yesh Bekriaza Meyakar, the Lai have a Nazir, that which it says you're not a Nazir, Kabase, he holds like him. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Stam Truma Bi Yehuda. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda says, Stam Truma and Yehuda's Aser, in the Galil it's Mutter. Because ein anshe galil makirin es truma salishka. Stam truma is aser because stam truma lahachmer. In the galil, it's mutter because the truma salishka is not a possibility. So this is going according to the opinion stam nedarim or stam truma lahachmer. And then we bring stam charamim in Yehuda is mutter. In the Galil, it's Aser because there's all they know is they don't know Cherme Kaihanim. They only know Cherme Mikdash. But that implies if they would know Cherme Mikdash, in other words, the Mishnah concludes Stam Charamim in Yehuda is Mutter. In the Galil, it's Aser. Because they are not familiar all they know is Charmei Gavaya. Stam Charamim is Mutter and Galil it's Aser because they don't know about Charmei HaKoyhanim. They only know about Charmei Gavaya. But in Yehuda where they know about Charmei Koyhanim, so then it's Mutter, which implies that Safek Cherem is Mutter. It's only Aser and Galil because it's not a Safek. There's no possibility of Cherme Kohanim, only Cherme Gavaya. So the Mishnah is, so to speak, Astira Bnei Obey. First, when we talk about Truma, we say that in the Galil it's Mutter because they don't know about Truma Salishka. They only know about Truma Stam, and therefore it's Mutter. But if they would know about Truma Salishka, it would be Aser. Mi Safek, it's Aser. Then we say, in the Galil, it's Aser because they don't know about Cherme Kohanim. But if they would know about Cherme Kohanim, it would be Mutter. That means Safek is Mutter. Says Gemara, Hamakirin. But if they would know about Trumas Halishka Asurin, Amasveka Lachumra. That's the Reisha. Ema Seifa, Stam Charam Bihuda Lachumra. I'm sorry, Stam Charamim Bihuda Mutarim. Stam Charamim and Yehuda are Mutter. They're not familiar with cherem that goes to a kohanim, but if they would be familiar, then misafek would be mutar. Hamakirin mutarin. Alma sveka lakula. We see that misafek. We go lakula. So why is it that by truma safek is lachumra and by cherem safek is lakula? So Gemara says there's no a answer other than to say that the Reisha and the Sefer are two separate Tanoim. Amar Abaye, Sefer Reb Lezer Reb Tzadoki. Abaye said the Sefer is Reb Lezer Reb Tzadok. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Chuma Bihuda Asura. Rabbi Yehuda says Stam Chuma is Asur. And Rabbi Lazar HaTzadik is Stam Charomim BeGalil Asurin. Stam Cherem in the Galil is Asur. And the reason is because in the Galil they're not familiar with Chermei HaKohanim. But if they would, it would be Mutter. The Ran says, Amrabai Sefer Blazer, Tzalikud, the Masis and Shrei Tanoi, the Mishnah is two separate Tanoim, Reisha Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisha is Rabbi Yehuda, the Sfirulei Sveika Lachumra, Ula Didei Eina Hanami, not only Stam, Truma Lachumra, Stam Charamim, Behuda Nami Asurin. The Sefer Blazer about Tzalik, the Sefer is Rabbi Blazer about Tzalik, the Amar Stam Charamim, Begalil Asurin, because they don't know about Chermei Kehanim. Hamakirin, but if they would mutarin the seikel akula, umishamhachi stam charam biyuda. Therefore, stam charam in Yehuda shoy makirin elu veelu, mutarin, ustam chuma nami biyuda. Stam chuma also knew the Rebbe Elazar Tzalik mutaras. So basically, there's no chilek between chuma and cherem. The Rebbe Yehuda says stam chuma asura, stam cherem in Yehuda is aser. Because stama, when there's a suffix, we're machmir. Elazar HaTzadik says no, and when there's a suffix, we're mekel. It's just stam charamim in the Galil is aser because they only know, they don't know about chermei kohanim. Okay, we'll hold it over here, and next week, Bezras Hashem, daf chav. Shkoyach, Rav Lewis. Have a wonderful night. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.